There were automat cafes there in those days. You could put a nickel in a slot and get a cup of coffee, and put a dime in and get a piece of pie. It was a great place to stop when in a hurry. There were also the diners, made like railroad cars all over town. We had a couple of favorites that we went to near where we lived. You could always depend on their food, always good. One other favorite thing I saw in Philly was the annual New Year's Day parade called the Mummers Parade. It consisted of just string bands, and it was wonderful. There were probably 30 to 35 bands, and we would sit through all of them parading up Broad Street. We took one trip to New York City, and to me, that was enough. We saw Grant's tomb, walked down Fifth Avenue, went up in the Empire State Building, and I found the whole place was overwhelming. I was glad to get back to Philly. This was in 1953, when the boys were still small. We decided that the following year we would go back to Oregon, so we made plans, and in the meantime, my sister Mary Jean came back and lived with us for a year. When we were ready to go back, we piled everything in the car and headed west. We stopped to see Aunt Martha and Uncle Bush in Sellersburg, Indiana, and stayed with them two nights. Then on we went west. We broke down in Soda Springs, Idaho, got it fixed, broke down again, got it fixed, made it to Boise, and it happened again. Some fun. Our money was running out by then, but we finally made it to Bend. I was never so glad to see a place as I was that Pilot Butte. Now I know how the pioneers felt when they were going out west. We stopped at Claude and Nancy's, and then we went out to the ranch. Jeannie Josie Vandevert. While we were in Philadelphia, Dad had met Jeannie Josie of Newburgh, Oregon. She was visiting her sister-in-law at the Spring River Resort, which is just a mile from the bridge by Sun River. My sister Mary Jean was working there in a little cafe, and when Dad stopped by to see her, Mary introduced Jeannie and Dad. Well, that relationship ended up in a wonderful marriage. Both were widowed, and they lived the first winter in the old log house. Jeannie was a good sport about that, but they decided to build a new modern home. This they did in late 1953, and was where they were living when we arrived back from Philadelphia. Jeannie and I were already friends, as we had talked and written to each other. She was a wonderful, giving, and caring woman, and my dad was very lucky to have found another wonderful woman for the last half of his life. After Dad died in 1975, I visited Jeannie as often as possible, and we were always great friends. Gig Harbor.